Thank you. Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture one more time now. Let's recap the Monday morning farm news on this 6th of October. The government still shut down. During a shutdown, about 42,000 USDA staff would be furloughed, according to USDA's 2025 shutdown contingency plan. That's about half the agency's employees. Most of them what's called farmer-facing employees. Farm Service Agency, county offices, programs like the Emergency Conservation Program, the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, any disaster recovery funding due to the lack of a spending bill. All are reimbursement programs, meaning many farmers have already paid out of pocket for the work or resources that those programs are meant to cover. This is the first government shutdown since 2018 in Trump's first term. That was the longest ever at 34 days, lasted into 2019, and we still have no clear path to a resolution, two sides fundamentally at odds over how to resolve the impasse. Activities deemed mission critical, like food safety inspections and some lab operations, will continue, while efforts such as non-mandatory data collection and most research would cease. USDA will use emergency funds to continue animal health programs related to diseases like bird flu and New World screwworm, but no new farm loans? The majority of risk management agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Foreign Agricultural Service, Food and Nutrition Service, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Economic Research Service, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, which means no crop report today, and with no USDA reports, no news for commodities, little to stir any market activity. Rural Development, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, and Cabinet Member Scott Bessent said farmers should be hearing about the tariff tax-supported fund they'll be receiving, that, quote, tax rebate idea. Details may be coming tomorrow. But that's the latest on the U.S. government shutdown. Italy has called on the U.S. to reconsider extra tariff on pasta imports. The Italian government, working closely with the European Commission to press the U.S. to reconsider an additional anti-dumping tariff on pasta imports, could effectively double their price. U.S. Commerce Department found the two major Italian producers were allegedly selling pasta at unfairly low prices, a practice known as dumping. That occurred between July 23 and June of 2024. So an extra duty of 91.74% is the result of the proceedings. Global food prices dipped in September, but that was at the cost of sugar and dairy. The sugar index in the world is the lowest since March 2021. And that's a review of Monday Morning Farm News. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be here tomorrow morning for you. That's radio, always here. Have a great day.